good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today after this.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, firm nearby gains developed today in live cattle futures as traders confirmed additional trade support. Lean hog futures, though, turned sharply lower with nearby contracts breaking through long-term support levels. Mixed trade was seen in live cattle futures with October contracts leading the move higher with a 95-cent gain holding by midday. The support seen yesterday has helped to draw additional buyer interest back into the complex with potential additional long-term buyer activity developing. This may bring increased long-term buyer activity into the market and push those prices back into ranges where additional commercial traders will quickly jump back into the market. Cash cattle trade today remained sluggish. Mixed trade, though, was seen through feeder cattle futures today, with moderate gains quickly giving way to strong losses through the session. The inability to sustain any one position for an extended period of time allowed prices to shift back and forth several times throughout the day. Feeder cattle futures currently holding moderate to strong pressure despite firm buyer support seen in the live cattle trade today. And grain futures were mixed as a choppy overnight session began to wind down, with contracts in Chicago that stuck to inside day patterns trading within yesterday's ranges. Stocks were also mixed with gains in Asia evaporating when trading got underway in Europe. Corn prices were a little lower and gave back some of this week's short covering rally after taking out significant chart resistance in the wake of September 30th's USDA reports. December futures tried to stay above its first retracement objective with potential for a bullish cross between the 25 and 50-day moving averages also in play. Soybeans tried holding small gains after rejecting a probe near yesterday's lows early in the overnight session. November futures remained hemmed in by the 25 and 50-day moving averages, which capped trading yesterday. Wheat prices were mixed today, with Minneapolis again moving higher while winter wheat futures sputtered. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.